coronavirus, haste makes death. There's a familiar saying that relates to the consequence of doing things too quickly, which is haste makes waste. And it's often true that if something is done too fast, rushing to get it done leads to making costly mistakes. However, in the case of prematurely reopening society after COVID-19, haste will not only make waste, it will result in death, hundreds and thousands of deaths. God's word is replete with warnings not to be rash or hasty, especially when those actions are contrary to facts and knowledge. For instance, the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 19, verse 2, wrote, "It is not good for a soul to be without knowledge, and he sins who hastens with his feet." Despite the fact that virtually none of the health and medical experts' criteria has been met for reopening in heavily populated areas like Atlanta, Georgia, authorities there have hastily decided to move ahead by the end of this week. Businesses scheduled for reopening include gyms, fitness centers, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, massage therapists, and restaurants. A disastrous recipe for the rapid spread of COVID-19, doomed to failure in the judgment of our leading epidemiologists. According to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, the number of confirmed cases of coronavirus in Georgia and the number of deaths attributed to the virus there have been steadily increasing over the last month. So in this case, he not only sins who hastens with his feet, but he also kills. Guided by a Christian worldview, on the one hand, we must recognize the importance of recovering our economy for the sake of human flourishing, but we must not proceed in haste to achieve this at the cost of sacrificing human lives. To quote Dr. Albert Mohler, "Saving lives must be the first priority. Repairing the damage to the economy is a very important second priority," end quote. If our governing leaders prematurely reopen society too quickly, then haste will not only make waste, it will also result in death.